Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. This week's Parsha takes us through some mitzvos and Yom Tovim and some other stuff. Let's get into it. So the parsha starts with halachos pertaining to kohanim, who they can and cannot be made tamei by, which is basically only the body of a very close relative, who they can or cannot marry. They can't marry a gioris or a divorcee, and what blemishes would disqualify them from serving, like left-handedness. Next up, an animal with blemishes can't be brought as a karban, and a baby animal and its mother can't be sacrificed on the same day. Moving on to Yom Tovim. The Parsha goes through Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. After that, the Parsha discusses the menorah and the Lechem Apanim. Later in the Parsha is the incident of the person who cursed Hashem in public and his punishment, stoning. Last is the punishment for murder, death, and the famous Ayin Tachas Ayin, which is not actually an eye for an eye, but monetary compensation. And with that, let's move on to a quick vart. This one is brought to you by my all-time favorite, the Be'er Yosef, otherwise known as Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant. So, as we said, this week's Parsha covers Yom Tovim, and we're going to zoom into Shavuos, or more particularly, Sfiras Omer, the counting of the Omer which leads up to Shavuos. The basic question that even kids ask is, what is up with the Omer? What shaychus does it have to counting and it to Shavuos? So, let's go through it. The Omer is a flour karban that's brought the day after Pesach, and there are a few interesting things about it. An Omer is a measurement, the equivalent of 1/10 of an ephah, which is how karbanos are usually referred to when discussing volume. So that's number one. Number two is that the karban is called by this measurement, Omer. It's like naming a cake, pint. Also, the pasuk says to count, quote, from the Omer. The point of counting is to anticipate Shavuos. What is with the from the Omer? What does the from make a difference? Further, Chazal say in a bunch of different places all these amazing things that happen because of the Omer, that Avram had this chus of Eretz Yisrael for his kids. It brings Shalom Bayis. It saved Kal Yisrael in the times of Gidon, Chizkiyo, Yecheskel, and Haman. Really, what is the secret to the Omer? So there's a medrash that when Hashem gave Bnei Yisrael the man, he told Moshe to tell them that he gave each individual a serving of man in the volume of an Omer. So there's a connection here between the Omer and the man. What is the significance of that connection? And the answer speaks very directly to me and my other project, Emunah for Non-Rebbetzins. For 40 years, Hashem sent the man day in, day out, wherever they were, wherever they went, whatever they did, they didn't do, the man was there. No effort required. For 40 years, they lived directly hand-to-mouth with Hashem, knowing the source of everything was obvious. But then, they went into Eretz Yisrael, they worked the land, they were now steps away from the cause and effect. Cogs were added to the wheel to produce the effect, and it's so much easier to think that it may be from your own efforts that you see results. To help Bnei Yisrael not fall into this faulty pattern, they were given the mitzvah of counting the Omer, which starts the day that Bnei Yisrael stopped eating man, Tesvav Nisan. With the Omer, they're reminded of the man in the wilderness, and they reconnect to Hashem. And when we're fully connected to Hashem, anything can happen. Miracles. Even Shalom Bayis is possible. I'm joking. So that is one of the many reasons abound you'll find about why the Omer and why Shavuos. Have a beautiful Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.